Good morning, everyone. This is the date and time set for the Utah State Tax Commission open meeting. I'm Commissioner Bruce Johnson. With me is Commissioner Dixon Pignanelli, Commissioner Cragen, and Commissioner Puro. Also, up front here is our Executive Director, Barry Conover. Our Executive Assistant, Krista Johnson, is taking the minutes today. This is the time for public comment. I don't see any members of the public, so we'll go on to the next agenda item, which is to consider approving the open and closed commission meeting minutes of August 22nd.
Commissioner Dixon, I move approval.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. The next item is the fiscal year 2015 base budget. I'll turn the time over to Executive Director Conover for a discussion of the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank, first of all, the commission for having this special commission meeting for us to present the budget and also to move the budget along in its process. And I know that it's taken some extra effort to put this meeting together, and I want to thank you for that. It's interesting this year with the new GOMB, the Office of Government, the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. They've changed an awful lot of the process in which budgets are presented and written up. And they've simplified it a great deal. And so what we have here, I'm going to ask Julie Alsop, our budget director, to come up and address the budget with us. But what we have here is a much simplified approach to the budget, which is, I think, much better than trying to go through all the hoops. We, as you recall here, a couple of months ago, we presented the building blocks. You approved those building blocks. Those building blocks went forward. This is our base budget. It's a flat budget. There's a few technicalities that we want to present to you. But overall, it is just a flat budget. And with that introduction, Julie, would you kind of just give an overview of the budget? And then if there are any questions, Julie and I will be most happy to chat with you about them.
First item is the base budget, and the three pages behind the cover sheet has the FY15 budget request, as indicated in the upper left-hand corner. The second page is the FY14 adjusted budget, and the third page is the FY14 original appropriation. In most cases, it's the same. All state funding is the same. FY14 appropriation is what our base budget is for fiscal year 15. And any increases to that were submitted as building blocks in the budget increase process that we reviewed a few weeks ago. The only areas that do vary is the dedicated credits. If we have fees that we charge for services, those can vary from year to year, as can our spending on our modernization project. So any variances are related to fee changes or our spending pattern for the project. So with that, I don't know if there's any questions on the base budget.
Are there any questions from Ms. Alsop? Well, I have one. Did we stay well within our budget?
We have done.
Mr. Chairman, you know, one thing about the Tax Commission, we're pretty fiscally conservative in the things that we do and how we use our money. And yes, we did. We stayed within that budget.
The second item, we wanted to
see. We wanted to three separate action items.
Maybe we can just do them all together if that's possible, unless, Mr. Chairman, you'd like them that way, but in case something comes up and we want to ask a question or something.
Why don't you go ahead and go through all of them and we'll act on them separately at the end.
Okay, the second one is intent language. We've been having intent language for carrying forward our funds at the end of the fiscal year to modernize our tax and motor vehicle systems. We're going to ask for that carry forward for one more year to finish up the projects that we've started in this fiscal year. Any questions on that?
Any questions on that?
So,
let's just ask, when you say carry forward just to finish it for this, the projects that have started, what, let's just be really clear, what does that mean? It means that next year at this time you won't be asking for the non-lapsing language? Wouldn't there be reasons where we might want to continue to ask for that?
You know, Commissioner, that's a very good question. And yes, our intent is not to ask for ongoing next year, because we should have our modernization, our front-end processes, our scanners, our remittance processors, all those things that are wearing out, we should have them up in this coming fiscal year. However, sometimes the unexpected does happen, and I think the legislature has found that the tax commission has been very prudent in their budget and not asking for a lot, and if we have a need, we can go through and identify those needs in the next year and reserve those funds and ask for those funds to be carried forward, but not necessarily through a non-lapsing provision as a whole, but on unique items.
Okay. I would just state that I think it would be good for us to preserve that option.
Okay.
I mean, I understand this modernization project's been going on a long time, but you know best, Mr. Conover, you've been dealing with this electronic project for a long time, but it just seems sometimes by the time we get everything in place, technology is turning over so rapidly that it's almost, you're almost constantly having to do it. And I just want to make sure, I guess, in the public record that I think we need to preserve our ability to, while you're finishing it up, to continue to look at what the additional needs might be on the electronic things, protecting people's data and items like that. You're heading that committee for the governor's office, and I just want to make sure that we preserve that right.
Thank you very much, and I think that's very good counsel. Security, for example, just this last year with Google, the tokens themselves ran about $40 a token, which we had not built into the budget. Now we have all 700 employees, basically, plus other staff in other areas having to have tokens. The GMD, which is the email history, that's $70 a year that we did not have budgeted for, that we had to come up with. And so those funds are, you know, modernization issues because they're new. And so, yeah, that would be good.
Thank you.
Where does the modernization amount appear on the budget?
Most of it, to highlight it, would be in the closing balance number, where that's the amount on spending in the current year.
Which sheet are you
so
on?
The first sheet.
The FY15 request for funding.
Okay.
So the closing balance, that's the spending of our non-lapsing balance. So in the current, in fiscal year 15, actually it'd be the difference. In fiscal year 15, like, let me step back, it's the difference between the beginning and the closing balance. And so we're anticipating about $1 million in the FY15 request being spent on modernization. It also shows up down in the data processing capital expenditures category at towards the bottom. So data processing in capital expenditures, which shows 969, and we had some other miscellaneous current expenses that would total up to the $1,094,000 that we actually have in the budget for modernization.
You know, I'm gonna go back and ask you to walk me through this spreadsheet, because now that I look at it, I'm not sure I understand.
Okay.
So what's the first, you know, just start with that first column and tell us what that is.
Okay, the general fund?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just state general funds. The tax commission is unique to other agencies in that we get money from the three major state funds because we collect those funds. So we get money from the general fund, we get money from the education fund, and the transportation fund.
Okay, so those are the amounts that we're requesting the legislature to appropriate to us from those funds.
It is
right.
The same as what we have in the current year.
Okay, then we get federal funds.
Federal funds. The bulk of those funds are in auditing, where they do the oil and gas audits for the federal government.
What used to be the Mineral Management Service.
It's now NORA.
Renamed it.
Dedicated credits are the fees that we charge for the services we provide to different entities. That would include the fees that we charge the counties to do their motor vehicle work. It would include the
temporary permits for motor vehicle MVED.
So those are all either provided by statute or pursuant to
right.
The
property tax one there, Mr. Chairman, has to do with the personal property audits that we do 70-30 on.
Okay.
So.
Then the restricted revenue?
Restricted revenue comes from dedicated funds set aside for a particular purpose, including the electronic payment fees. That money goes, that we collect on motor vehicle transactions, goes into the electronic payment fee fund, and then we get an appropriation from it. It includes the sales tax administration fee for us doing the work for local governments. Those are our two biggest ones.
Okay.
Revenue transfers are money from other, federal money from other agencies that are transferred from another state agency to us. The largest piece of that is money that we get from UDOT. They pay for two people to work on highway tax. And then the beginning and ending balances. Again, the carry forward is the beginning balance, and then how much of that we don't spend is the closing balance.
So do we have $7 million in there because the legislature has authorized non-lapsing funds in prior years?
That's correct.
In the absence of that, would that amount typically be zero?
It would be.
Okay. So we're gonna work that down by $5 million, which is what we're going to be
on Vaders.
What we're going to be spending on the
new motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Program.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That's.
Could I ask some questions there?
Commissioner Cregan.
Looking down at the requested expenses at the bottom left-hand side of that spreadsheet, I just did a quick comparison between the 2014 adjusted and the 2015 requested. Could you maybe just talk us through? I see that we've gone down 125,000 in personnel services, down about 36,500 in transportation in-state. We're going up by about 80,000 in current expenses, and then down by 85,000 in data processing current expense, and then down by about 2,700,000 in the data processing capital expenditures. Could you just maybe talk about the differences?
Yes.
Net we're down from the previous year about 3 million. So.
Both of that is project related. So we've got more spending in the current year to complete Vaders, and that includes seasonals, overtime in the payroll category. So we have it in 14, but it'll go away in 14. We've got travel, bringing people in for training and 10. that reason. The current expense actually goes up, not related to the project, so let me go back to that one after.
Okay.
The dated DP current expense, again, is related to the project year going down next year, and the same with the capital expenditures.
So all of those reductions reflect the fact that Vader's will be done before 2015 begins?
And the bulk of the payment is in this current fiscal year.
Okay.
Current expense has gone up. It went down a little bit for the project, but up $100,000 in motor vehicle. We have a new fee related to 6-month registrations that takes effect in October when Vader's goes live. And we're only having a partial year of that revenue and expense expected related to that in 14, and so we have a full year expense in 15.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Good questions.
On the fee adjustments.
We have one fee we're proposing to change this year, and it's required in statute, and that's the motor vehicle transaction fee, the standard unit fee, where we reimburse the counties for doing state motor vehicle work, or the counties pay the state for doing their motor vehicle work. It is tied to the consumer price index for the prior fiscal year or calendar year. And this is the adjustment from the current level of $1.39 a transaction up to $1.43.
That's already in statute?
The CPI adjustment is required in statute.
Okay,
we change it in the fee schedule based on that direction.
All right, so our action really is not to approve or disapprove the fee adjustment. Our action is really just to say we're going to change our schedule to conform to what the statute requires the number to be.
Right.
And the legislature doesn't have to take any action on that.
They do. There's
because
a
they have
schedule.
To change, they have to approve the schedule.
The fee schedule, correct.
But they're not really approving an increase in fees because those are already provided by statute.
Right.
Okay.
And it does get approved. It is a statutory requirement. They just need to modify the fee schedule, as you said.
All right, any questions on the fee increase?
No, this is Commissioner Dixon. Do you want me to do one motion or three separate ones?
Let's do three separate
ones. Okay, all right. So the first one would be to approve submittal of our fiscal year 2015 base budget to the governor's office.
Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
The next one would be to approve the submittal of one item of legislative intent language, and that is specifically to provide that the tax commission funds from 2014 will not lapse. And any use of the non-lapsing funds is limited to the cost directly related to the modernization of tax and motor vehicle systems and processes.
Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 And that motion passes unanimously.
Okay, and my third one would be, anyone can help me out with this, the agenda says fee change proposals, but Mr. Chairman, based upon your question there, I'm wondering if the motion is that we submit the information on what the change in motor vehicle transaction fees would be from $1.39 in fiscal year 14 to fiscal year 15, $1.43, that's submitted to the governor's office, and that the tax commission will change its fee schedules to reflect that. Is that how the motion should run? That would be welcome. That's friendly.
Pursuant to the statute, there will be an adjustment in the fees. And so we're recommending to the governor that he recommended the legislature that the fee schedule approved by the legislature reflect that change.
Perfect.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion also passes unanimously.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Chief. I know this is a tremendous matter, but I'm glad to hear that the procedure has been simplified, but that doesn't mean it's simple. And we very much appreciate you keeping track of all of this. I'm sure you'll have many exciting hours ahead of you in front of the Appropriations Committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to personally thank Julie. Not only has she been doing the budget and does a stellar job putting all these numbers together and making sure that we track them and we are following the budget and the processes that we have to do, but she's also the point person on our success framework, which is a huge undertaking as well. And I just wanted to make that a part of the minutes of the committee, of the commission, that we appreciate all that Julie is doing in that regard as well. She really does carry a large load of the administration in this agency, and I appreciate it personally. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Give you a...
All right. It's awfully hard for me to call you, Mr. Connell. Do you have anything else for the executive director report, Mr. Connell?
You know, Mr. Chairman, you and Commissioner Dixon and I had the opportunity a week ago Monday to visit with 26 people, citizens of the country of China, and spent a couple of hours talking about tax administration. I thought it was well received by them, and it was also well received by us for their generosity as well and their willingness to learn and communicate. We've had several of those opportunities in our agency, and we're grateful for the opportunity to share our tax administration knowledge and ideas with others. And I also want to thank the commission for their participation in not only that opportunity, but also with Poland and other states that come in. So I just wanted to say thank you to the commission for that.
Are just for an excuse for the travel, but I will tell you that those ladies and gentlemen seemed like they were very genuinely engaged and very interested. We Barry's presentation went for maybe 20 minutes or so of the 2 hours, and then we were completely consumed with questions and discussions thereafter, and I was thinking it would be more hierarchical and they would defer to their directors, and that only a couple of people would ask questions, but I think more than half of them at least asked their own questions, and they all seemed very engaged, and it was a very, very enjoyable experience, and I know that does take a lot of time out of Barry's schedule to prepare those presentations, but we appreciate that as well. But I agree it was very well received and a very enjoyable experience.
I appreciate the opportunity too, and Mr. Chairman and our Executive Director, if those opportunities come around again, I would welcome each of our fellow commissioners having an opportunity to at least participate in another juncture. I think if I understand correctly, one of the reasons I had hosted a Chinese student from the University of Utah for 6 months, and so I'd been engaged with kind of that property tax side of it from the China perspective. But it's important for us to put in the record too, if we could, that one of the reasons that we didn't have all of us as commissioners there is because of the Open and Public Meetings Act, that we have to divide and share those opportunities because we can't all do it at the same time. And so that's one of the reasons why, and I would welcome another opportunity for other commissioners to do that at a future date if it comes available.
Anything else?
No.
I will statistics in front of me, but the Supreme Court a few months ago invalidated portions of the Defense of Marriage Act. According, pursuant to that decision, the IRS has announced that they will allow joint federal income tax returns for same-sex couples. That, of course, presents the issue as to what we will do for Utah State purposes, because we have a constitutional amendment that precludes us from recognizing same-sex marriages or giving substantially the same legal effect to any such arrangement. We have asked the Attorney General for guidance, and we expect that to become forthcoming very soon. But as far as our public announcements and public guidance, we're waiting to hear from the Attorney General's office. That's the biggest issue that I've got. Commissioner Craig. I
think one mention that we had our annual employee breakfast at the beginning of the month, and Governor Herbert joined us, and we had a good time. I think that the report we got from the processing division was almost 600 people fed in an hour and 15 minutes. So kudos to them for putting the organization together. I think we just slung the hash, but they did all the work, so.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. The processing division every year does a tremendous amount of work to put that together. And you know, the commissioners get to wear the little hats and the aprons, but the hardest work is putting it together and cleaning it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done by just a lot of people who do that selflessly, and very much appreciate that. I think that's something that's appreciated by the employees as well. We did have a meeting scheduled with the governor that morning, and we did have the meeting, but the governor was clearly more interested in having one of those burritos than he was in meeting with Barry and I and the leadership. And he spent quite a bit of time enjoying his breakfast,